long, it long. Long and long.
Except for the radio.
I would love to hear the radio.
Yeah. No radio! I have something to say to Ron. You know I've had feelings for you for a long time. We'd be good together. I'm a good cook. You like your feet rubbed? I bet you do. I'll rub them. I have dream journals about you filled pages. I know you can hear me.
We love you more than you'll ever want to know. WMFO Medford.
I want to kiss you on the mouth.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me baby if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Reaching out to you, so take a chance. No matter where you go, I know you're not alone. I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call. Yeah. I just wanna set you free. Come on, come on, come on. You and me can make it anywhere. But for now, we can stay here for a while. Hey, 'cause you know, I just wanna see you smile. No matter where you go, you know you're not. I'll be there to save the
That's if you've got a girl who loves you and thinks the whole wide world of you. Flowers and beads are one thing, but have a new girl, that's something. That's cause I know you love me only, and that you'll never leave my heart alone.
Girl, he just knows he loves you now.
You're all I talk about in everything I say, and
girl, I just know I love you now.
Girl, I love you.
I love you and need you in my life. Don't you think my love is true? Our flowers and beads are one thing, but having a girl is something. That's if you've got a girl who loves you and thinks the whole wide world of you. Our flowers and beads are one thing, but having you, girl, that's something. That's cause I know you love me only, and that you'll never leave my heart alone.
Girl, he just knows he loves you now.
You're all I talk about in everything I say, and
girl, I just know I love you now.
Girl, I love you and need you in my life. Don't you think my love is true? Girl, I just know I want you. Don't you think that my love is true?
Not today, robots. Not today. My name is Pete. Welcome to a very special technical difficulty interrupted edition of In You All Along.
a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. He plays by intuition, I never seen him fall. The deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He ain't got no distractions, don't hear no buzzes and bells. Don't see no lights a flashing. He plays by sense of smell. He always gets a replay. The digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard. He has to be a twist. A pinball wizard, he's got such a supple wrist. He's a pinball wizard, his score shoots even more. The pinball wizard, the world's new pinball lord.
two diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
your name and message. I'll get back to you.
You are full of bullshit, my friend. I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
Well, it looks like I picked the wrong version of the Rockford Files theme to talk over today. Good morning again. It's Pete. You're listening to In You All Along, as you are every week this time, because you just can't break the habit. We just heard, for some reason I'm in a TV theme song mood. That was the closing theme to WKRP in Cincinnati. Look up the words sometime if you think what you just heard was bad. Before that, we had Midnight Oil with Dream World from Screamin' Blue Live. I saw Midnight Oil last night. Did you? I'm very happy. That live album is so amazingly rich and faithful a rendition of, or a recording of their live performance, that I felt like I was prepared for that show 25 years earlier. Because you missed your chance, at least in Boston, I would suggest picking up a copy at your local record store of Screamin' Blue Live. Do they have record stores where you live? They have a couple where I do. Before that, we had The Yardbirds with For Your Love, preceded by Stereolab with Mellowcord 75 from the once very rare music from the Amorphous Body Study Center. Before that, we had Puddles Pity Party, Puddles the Clown, singing Pinball Wizard, to the tune of Folsom Prison Blues. It's a pretty wild combination there. But it's even better if you go on the internet and watch Puddles himself, because you're really missing half of it. Almost 7 foot tall, black and white attired, sad, miserable looking clown with an amazing rich baritone voice. And we started out, of course, with our dear friend Elvis Presley and the Suspicious Minds. The computer is the wave of the future, but it is also taking up some time today, so let's move right along. Are you outraged again? Are you outraged yet? Have you been outraged all along? Those of you who listen regularly know I've been doing some interview segments with folks out at protests here and there. This week, there was one at the Massachusetts State House. In the wake of the firing of FBI Director James Comey, some folks got together with what they called a March for Truth. And they are, a few of them are right here in the studio with us. Actually, that's not true, but their recorded voices are here with us. And let's go to a few voices from that march.
Okay.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Sophie Hansen. I live in Porter Square.
And what are you doing here today?
So, I am here on behalf of the Young Democrats of America, of Massachusetts, sorry. And I think it's just people are so fed up. I'm fed up how the president thinks he's above the law. And he needs to be held accountable, just like anybody else.
What specifically is getting you here on this particular day? What's your motivation today?
Well, besides working really close by, to show solidarity, to show support. It's mind-boggling, right? Like, I literally there's no words for it, because it's like we shouldn't even be here. And to think about the trajectory that this has taken, that we've had almost like protests for everything, to even have like a March for Science, to either even have this, to be like, hey, can you do your jobs, maybe that would be helpful, is a little bit unnerving. And so it's still really surreal.
What would you like to see happen now? What's the next step that you'd like to see happen that's within reason and in the power of people in charge to make happen?
To have an independent prosecutor to investigate any potential ties to Russia, or to just investigate, do their jobs.
And how do we get people to do that?
The legislators need to actually listen to their constituents. You've been seeing some of the Republican Party been dodging comments, dodging their constituents, not holding town meetings, and that's not what you're there for. People elected you to listen to them and to listen to their issues, and they're not doing that right now. So they need to do their job.
Do you think that they're starting to feel the heat?
I think so. If you're running away from your constituents when you're like in your town, in your office, yeah, I think they're starting to feel the pressure. And I would like to say just, you know, good luck to the re-election campaigns, because I think it's going to be really hard for them.
Great. Thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Andrea Burr from Waltham.
What are you doing here today?
Protesting again.
What brings you out here on this particular day?
On this particular day, it's because of the firing of the FBI director, James Comey.
And what did that firing mean to you?
Well, it's a transparent attempt to derail the investigation into Russia's interference in our elections.
And what would you like to see happen now?
I'd like to see a special prosecutor appointed. I'd like to see Donald Trump impeached long term.
What do you think the best way to move any of this along is at this point?
Well, I'm doing everything I can think of. I'd be happy to have more suggestions. I'm protesting. I'm writing. I'm calling. I'm funding Democratic candidates, funding organizations that I really support, causes I support.
Are you worried?
Am I worried? Yeah, you could say that.
Do you think that the American people will let things get much worse than this?
Well, I'd like to hope not. I get encouraged by protests, which is one of the reasons I go, but there's so many people who are still supporting this administration, and Congress is a complete loss as far as I'm concerned right now. I mean, all the Republicans. There are valiant Democrats in Congress, but they don't have a voice.
If the Republicans are a complete loss, as you put it, then what hope is there of getting anything done? Because where is the movement going to come from?
Well, that's a really good question. Right now, I think a lot of people are pinning their hopes on the midterm elections and the special elections, which are happening now, trying to turn the tide in Congress and get more Democrats in there. But if we can't get the Republicans to grow a pair or develop a conscience, I don't know what's going to happen.
Do you have any hope that Republicans in Congress will eventually abandon their loyalty to the president? And
I think you would have to make it, we, the American people, would have to make it very, very clear that they are acting against their own interests right now. It seems that ideology is the word of the day, and that I don't understand how they can be clearly contravening the will of the majority of the American people and still hope to be reelected. So the fact that they're acting against their own personal best interests is puzzling, and let's just hope the midterms can turn the tide.
Country over party! Country over party! Country over party! Country over party! Country over party!
What's your name and where are you from?
Mary Mangan, I'm from Somerville.
And what brings you here today?
Well, I'm a little bit concerned about the direction that things are going right now, specifically the Comey incidents, but there's been a whole accumulation of things over the last few months that have been of concern to a lot of us here. So.
And what brings you here on this specific moment today?
Well, I am particularly concerned that the rule of law is being undermined by this administration. Well, it looks like to me that there's an apparent cover-up. There's an investigation going on, and many people who are involved with various parts of the investigation of the Trump family, the Trump administration, these people are suddenly losing their jobs. It doesn't seem like that's the way the country should be run.
What would you like to see happen at this point in this whole affair?
Well, those of us who have been here for a while now have been asking over and over again for a special prosecutor. That would be a pretty good start. But there's a lot of things that need to be revealed about the interactions of this administration and the Trump campaign with Russia, for example. But there may be other things that we just don't even know, because he hides his taxes and we have no idea who he works with around the world.
What do you see as the way to make a special prosecutor happen at this point?
Well, we need to have the Republicans on board for this. We need to have those folks stand up and recognize that country comes before party.
Do you think that that's going to happen?
It better. I can't force them. In Massachusetts, there's not that much we can do, because everyone on our delegation is really kind of on board with the, I would say, the position of the folks who are here, from what I've seen. So it's hard for us in Massachusetts to do a lot about it, but we'll do what we can.
Do you feel like we're getting any closer to a tipping point where people in the Republican Party stop supporting the president? Or is that an unreachable point in today's divided society?
I have no idea what they think. We don't have a lot of Republicans around here who share that kind of view, so I really don't know what to say. I hope that people in other communities will go stand in front of their state houses as well and do the same things that we're doing here, reach out to their members of Congress and pressure them, because we all need to be rowing in the same direction on this and get as many people as we can aligned on this.
What is your name and where are you from?
My name's Erica Kirstner, so I'm from Brookline.
And you just had something that you were going to say.
Right. The one thing I'm hopeful about is that so many Republican senators are opposed to Trump Care, the American Care Act, as currently written. And I'm hoping that they really band together to work hard to turn the Health Care Act into something that will protect all people. And not just people in the legislation. Right.
Okay, what?
Okay, so what is your name? Where are you from?
Maria Sanchez from Boston.
And what brings you here today?
Well, I am very horrified at every minute about what Trump, Pence, fascist regime is doing. So I'm in the streets a lot saying no to the Muslim ban, no to LGBTQ attacks, no to a border wall, no to deportation, no to the recent firing of Comey, which is to prevent an investigation of his own party and his own actions with the election. So at every turn, I am out in the streets saying no. No to all the shit he's bringing forward, and no to fascism, and encouraging masses who detest what this fascist, racist, pussy-grabbing, xenophobic, Muslim-hating, immigrant-bashing, vile, fascist regime is all about. And we're asking people to get into the streets in masses to say no to all of it, to the whole damn thing. No to provoking North Korea into the possibility of nuclear war, no to sending more troops to Afghanistan, you know, no to American imperialism and global domination, no to destroying the planet. I'm out here today, as I'm out here almost every day, saying no to the whole fascist regime and galvanizing people to build massive resistance to drive this regime out of office.
What's our best hope right now?
Masses of people. Masses of people being informed and being aware of what happened under Hitler, because the rise of Trump parallels so completely the rise of Hitler. So our best hope is people being educated about how fascists work and operate and how difficult it will be to drive them out of office once they consolidate. So our best hope is the masses of people coming together, building massive resistance to drive them out. That's our best hope.
Who's got more power under the Constitution right now, us or them?
Well, us, the masses of people. The masses of people. But we have to understand that our power is in the streets. Our power, just like the civil rights movement, just like the LGBTQ movement, just like women's suffragists, just like you know, stopping slavery. The power was with the masses of people. And so that's where the power lies. That's where the power lies.
Thank you. nothing really matters. No one ever tells me what am I to know. So what am I to know? You would have read about it. Read about it. When I'm just ridiculous steel, ain't no doubt about it. You would have read about it. Read about it. Say lies, incredible lies. Well, there ain't no doubt about it, about it, about it, about it.
You probably devour. For instance, today, every time I give my human his ball...
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
All right, after that very disturbing public service announcement, we've got the wipers with When It's Over, which means the show is over, everybody, finally. We just heard from Cracker, the ever-frenetic movie star from Kerosene Hat, their 1993 album. Before that, another live Midnight Oil track, Read About It, 1990 recording from their Screamin' Blue Live album. Guys, they do songs about reading and make it sound exciting. Come on, can't get any better than that. Before that, we had Sonic Youth with Rain on Tin from 2001's Murray Street. And we opened up that set.